Good evening, Limestone Community High School. Welcome to the Martin High School Band's 12th annual marching invitation. My name is Peter Weber. I am up in the press box evaluating visual general effect. Can't wait to see your show tonight. It's always a pleasure to see you guys. Really looking forward to seeing your production and what you're putting on the field this year. Hopefully I'll give you a few comments that'll help you down the road in the remaining days of your season. Looking forward to it, guys. Best of luck. All right, Limestone, here we go. I really like this stage. This is really cool with the fences and a couple layers here, right? So we got the color guard band members down front behind the fences. I missed the title of the show. I'm sorry I didn't hear it in the announcement, so I'm going to try and pick up on what it is. Mad something. Mad World? Strong punctuation right from the beginning. I want to see that again. There was a lot happening there. We got flags spinning, we got a couple elements of rifles, and then we're moving the flags. There's a lot going on there. Definitely impactful from the beginning. It's interesting how we section off the band here with the fences. Got some divisions. I like the use of the upper body to turn and to face the flags, kind of drawing our attention there. Yeah, there's some clarity issues with the color guard. It's obviously early in the season, September 16th. But in terms of the writing, I wasn't sure if that was supposed to be split work towards the end of that phrase, or it was supposed to be unison all the way throughout. It's a really bright, pretty exposed flag here. So when it's not together, it's really not together, the way it reads. Nice motion created here as we push around and rotate around the props. Nice strong unison statement with the winds in the block leading our eyes toward the color guard. Strong performance. Yeah, so one thing to consider, so this is a motive we're returning to, obviously, right? It's, you know, some of the madness with the choreography. I get what you're after. I like how you sectioned off the color guard here a little bit. So what I think you need, what I'm seeing at this point is that I think you need to have those mad elements through all the productions, not just in the transitional materials. Right? So, moments here, if we don't have some wind players playing, or you know, what sections can we pluck out to really communicate that type of emotion? Because it goes back and forth, right? It's march and play, and then we've got a transition, and we do the mad choreography, let's call it, and then we're back into marching and playing. You know, it's marching band, we got to march and play, right? But we want to see if we can weave some of those elements in and out. So, again, obviously it's early season and we've got some producing to do as the season goes on here. That's nice how we move people back. It's an interesting way to section out the field. That's pretty cool. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not so sure about that transition backfield with the flags. It's a little distracting. I wonder if there's a more graceful way for us to get them back there. Great motion, great energy. Good job, percussion. Strong support from the color guard. Good use of the field. I think we've got some layering left in the winds with the props. Some detailing left to do there. Yeah, again, writing of the flag work there needs to be clear. And the standstill phrase and then out of the standstill phrase needs to be a little stronger. And kudos to the performers, the wind performers. I haven't commented on it because I haven't felt the need to comment on it, but like our individual posture, poise, carriage is real strong for you guys. Careful, flutes at the end. It's a tough direction change, so make sure it doesn't affect the orientation of our upper body. Going one way and then going the exact opposite direction. We got to figure that out with the lower body so our upper body is unaffected. Density of the form and the color here makes this a little hard to read at times. Guys, lots of energy at the end. I'm not sure if we've got a couple things left to add at the end there. So the feeling is that like a sense of being trapped, I guess, at the end. We're lacking a little bit of a variety in terms of the construction at the ending minute, let's call it, when the fences are all the way at the back. We felt a little bit of trapped towards the front. So we got a big musical thing happening, and we don't quite get that with a color guard running all the way to the back. It loses a little bit of intensity. I think I understand what you're after there. Just a suggestion, if you're going to compress and make the band feel real tight and really trapped, I'd go all the way. I mean, I would get them as tight as I can and really squeeze them in there and really push those fences in there and really tighten them up if that's your ending idea. All right, Limestone, an interesting production this year, some really nice things happening, and you guys are off to a strong start. Really enjoy the performance. Great job tonight. Keep working hard and enjoy the rest of your season. Good job, guys.